Recently, about 400 people gathered at the Burke Mountain Resort for HempFest, a day-long series of workshops and displays focused on the cultivation of industrial hemp. John Kalish reports.
HempFest was organized by Hetty Vermont, an advocacy group dedicated to what it calls cannabis culture. Outside the resort, brewers offered samples of hemp beer, a hemp plant, and a pail of soil sat in the back of a pickup truck, and an instrument maker showed off his wares.
My name's Jay Burstein. I build ukuleles out of hemp, out of Randolph, Vermont.
Burstein has been making ukuleles using hemp from Colorado and Quebec. He's eager to use hemp fiber grown locally. Vermont's hemp harvest, which begins this week, is growing every year. Most of the hemp cultivation in Vermont seems to be going to the production of an oil that contains cannabidiol, or CBD, which is reputed to have medical benefits.
I have a couple knuckles that are arthritic, and if I remember to rub it on at night, they definitely feel better in the morning. I've just started on an oil that I've been taking that has seemed to help with my back.
Senator John Rogers represents Essex and Orleans counties. Though he's only 52, Rogers has been using CBD to cope with the aches and pains of his work life, which started as a child on a dairy farm and continued as an adult doing stone and excavation work. He grew a dozen hemp plants this year at his home in Glover for seed and plans to put in 2 or 3 acres next year.
I think there's real potential for this crop to help out individuals who want to get back to ag that don't want to have a giant industrial farm.
Among those who attended HempFest because they were pondering the possibility of hemp farming were Peter Backman and his wife, Annie Christopher. They ran a successful condiment and salad dressing business for 20 years called Annie's Naturals, and now have a 50-acre medicinal herb farm in North Callis. Ben Uris is their farm manager. He says they'd start by planting 5 acres of hemp next year.
I think it would be extraordinarily easy to grow for us. With the crops that we're doing, we're drying everything. So we're doing large batch herb drying using forced hot air. So we already have that infrastructure in place, as well as some processing machinery to separate the material.
Inside the resort center, exhibitors displayed hemp garments, bricks of hempcrete, and a ginger CBD kombucha made in Irisburg by a company called Creek Valley Cannabidiol. 15-ounce bottles of the kombucha are currently sold in 6 stores around Vermont. Creek Valley Cannabidiol was founded by 31-year-old Kyle Gruder-Kurum, whose sister suffers from seizures.
I got some CBD oil from Colorado. She tried it. It offered her relief. And I did 1,000 plants on an acre for her.
That was in 2016. This year, Gruder-Kurum grew 6 acres of hemp. He plans to double the acreage next year.
Right now, hemp is gaining popularity in humans, and for pets, it has the same therapeutic results.
That's Bill Riley, co-founder of the Burlington-based company Riley's Hemp Vet. They make a hemp canine supplement the consistency of a Tootsie Roll. 10 different formulations claim to benefit everything from your pooch's joints to its nerves.
I've been in the nutritional supplement business, both human and animal, for 15 years. So I know the category. This hemp category is an explosion.
Perhaps nowhere is that explosive growth more evident than in Hardwick, where the Green Mountain CBD farm is expanding. Tom Stearns, founder of High Mowing Seeds, confirms that he'll lease around 40 acres in Hardwick and Hyde Park next year to Green Mountain CBD, effectively tripling the acreage of the Hardwick-based CBD capsule manufacturer. For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.